The Chosen, Season 4.
It is on this rock that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Now that I'm here, physical death does not interrupt our eternal life.
Lazarus! Come out!
The Chosen is one of the most watched shows in the world. Seasons 1, 2, and 3 have garnered nearly 600 million views. Now, Season 4, Episodes 3 and 4 will be shown here in San Antonio at 316 Church, and it is absolutely free. Episodes 3 and 4 will be shown on Sunday, April 28th at 4 p.m. The Chosen.
I am the door. And so he says, in verse 3, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So what is that saying? That Jesus is calling out the name of all the sheep. Jesus is calling out the name and leading them into the pen. And it says, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, as they know his voice. But you know what? These Pharisees, they didn't know his voice, did they? They didn't know his voice. They didn't know where his authority came from. Well, I think the reason why they didn't know his voice is because they were listening to another voice. Can I tell you that there's always going to be many voices that try to get your attention? That there's always going to be many voices. There's going to be a voice that pulls you away and says, no, this is the way to heaven. But there's always going to be a voice. And if you listen closely, it's going to be distinct. It's going to be loving. It's going to be honest. It's going to be truth. And you see, although voices can pull you in different directions, it takes wisdom and discernment. Let me say, it takes the Spirit of God in our lives to be able to discern what the right voice is.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by 316 Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock Road and Bandera Road. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here is your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, there are many words in Scripture that describe the character of who Jesus is, so many of them. And today we're going to get deep into one of the many descriptive terms that Jesus actually uses himself. Because in John chapter 10, he says, I am the door. I am the door. In some of your versions of the Bible, it may say, I am the gate. What does it mean? What is the significance of a door? We're going to dig deep into that today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. Well, we are in the sermon series, I Am. We're studying the book of John, and there are many references to the character of Jesus when he himself says, I am. So we're going to get into today's word from John chapter 10. Our Bible teacher is Randall Sean Garcia, and he serves as the lead pastor at 316 Church. Here's part one of this message. I am the door.
Come on, is there some joy in this place as we begin today's teaching and we read the Word of God? If you're joining us for the first time today, welcome. We're so glad to have you here with us. Over the past several weeks, since the second week of January, we have begun a journey to go through the book of John. So today, we are in John 10. Somebody say John 10. John 10. What have we learned? We've learned a lot. What do you think? We've learned a lot. We learned that God is our source. Jesus is our source, the Logos, the creator of the universe. He is the source of everything that we've ever wanted, everything that we will ever need. We learned that he is light, and in him there's no darkness. That's actually from 1 John. But we did learn that he is light. We learned that he is a miracle-working God, that he has power to turn water into wine, to heal a lame man. And in the last chapter, in chapter 9, we see that he heals a blind man. Now, that's actually what happened between last week and this week. We skipped a chapter because our series is called I Am, and we're going through the I Am statement. So last week, we're in chapter 8. This week, we're in chapter 10. Right in the middle, what you missed, but I know y'all were reading, is he healed a blind man. Jesus healed a blind man, and it was an amazing miracle. From that chapter comes the phrase, I was blind, but now I see. From that chapter, Jesus said in chapter 9, for judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who will see will become blind. Wow. Jesus says that. And now we're in John 10, and what's happened is Jesus has stirred up the Pharisees. Somebody say Pharisees. He stirred them up. They're not happy campers. We're going to talk about who the Pharisees are and why they are important, or I would say unimportant in this story, depending on how you look at it. John 10, 1 is where we will begin today. And so it starts off like this. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, somebody say gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. Would you agree with that? The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen. Didn't we talk about hearing last week? And the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because, again, why? They know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Somebody say, the gate. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Somebody say amen to that. I know we can get excited about that. Oh, I can't wait for today's. Ooh, that'll preach on its own. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus, for your word. I thank you, God, for using your word to stir our hearts, Lord, to point us back to you. Lord, you are the source. You are what it's all about. Lord, we want you and you only, nothing else. Because we know that when we seek first the kingdom of God and all righteousness, Lord, everything else will be given to us. So, Lord Jesus, we want you today. Would you reveal yourself in a new way? In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So John 10, 1 starts off with a few words. And in fact, it depends on your translation. I'm usually reading from the NIV, but it says, very truly I tell you, Pharisees. Somebody say Pharisees. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees. And I'm going to stop there because you have to understand the audience, who he's approaching, who he's talking to. He's talking to Pharisees. And I wouldn't be teaching properly if I didn't tell you what a Pharisee is if you didn't know. A Pharisee is a religious sect. They are the people who opposed Jesus because they wanted to, let's say, maintain their power. You see, they had their own way. They had kind of like their own religion, their own traditions. And you know what? Jesus didn't really fit into the little pretty box that they made for Jesus and for all of the people to go into. Jesus didn't fit that box. Why? Well, because Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. So the truth comes, and these Pharisees, they're having trouble dealing with the truth. That's what's going on here. And so they're stirring up commotion. And in fact, what's interesting about this is Jesus, you know, he turned the water into wine. He healed a lame man. There's all these miracles. Last chapter, he healed a blind man. And the Pharisees are still tripping. Like, they're still like, this can't be the Son of God. He's a blasphemer. He's not who he said he is. And Jesus is like, look, I don't know how else to tell you. I don't know what else I need to do to prove myself to you. By the way, I don't need to prove myself to you. He says, very truly, I tell you, Pharisees. So who's he talking to? The doubters. Jesus is talking to the haters. Jesus is talking to the people who oppose him and his authority. Now, it's interesting. Jesus doesn't get offended by that, but think about it. Jesus is operating with the authority and the power of God. So they're not just opposing Jesus. They're opposing the Father. And so you have Jesus now is in front of these people, these Pharisees. And if you've read through the Gospels, you know, oh, they had some moments. Jesus and the Pharisee had moments. In fact, let me just give you a parallel before I keep moving on. Matthew 23. Have y'all heard of the woes? The eight woes? Well, there's six times in this chapter, but eight times total that Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. It's in a different gospel. This is just a parallel. But six times in that chapter, Jesus says, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. In one chapter, can you imagine, you know, writing a note to somebody, you're angry, and you're saying, you're a hypocrite, you're a hypocrite, you're a hypocrite. You must be really angry to write some sort of a letter, to have some sort of a speech, to consistently call those people or that person a hypocrite. Can you imagine? Jesus is like, he's upset. Holy righteousness, holy anger, but he is upset in Matthew 23, and he lists all of the little religious things that they're doing, all of the traditions that they uphold, but they ignore God.
I'm jumping in here to take a quick break. Oh, it's getting gooder. I know that's not correct English, but it's getting gooder. Thank you for bearing with my poor grammar, but I think you know what I'm talking about. And I hated to jump in right then and there, but you know what? There's so much into what Jesus said when he said, I am the door. We're going to get a little bit more into that right after this break. Right now, I'm jumping in so that we can take a quick break here. You are listening to Rising Higher right here on AM 1100 K-Drive, brought to you by 316 Church. We are located in the northwest part of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. Feel free to check us out on the web at 316.org. That's THREE16.org. Well, right after this break, we're going to get into more of this message from John chapter 10, where Jesus said, I am the door. We'll be right back.
Bet I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while.
What you do?
I smile.
Come on,
smile.
Hello, God's people. This is Kirk Franklin, and you are listening to Rising Higher, San Antonio. It's the finest.
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile.
Hi, looking for a new religion?
Yeah, I'm looking for something that adds more meaning to my life.
Well, you've come to the right place. Are you looking for a guru to follow or a philosophy?
Actually, I'm looking for a religion that fulfills the spiritual side of me.
This one is very popular with the Hollywood set.
Really?
And you know what authorities they are on religion.
No.
Ah, I see you are the discerning type.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a god that's worthy of your worship.
Wow, that's nice. So are you allowed to eat meat?
No.
Oh.
Ah. I know exactly what you're looking for. How's this one?
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
That's what I said.
This is a God I can trust. This God always has my best in mind.
Of course he does.
I'd feel comfortable worshiping this God. I bet he'd even die for me.
Don't think so.
No, that doesn't make sense, does it? I'll take it.
That'll be $30 for the frame and $10 for the mirror.
Who do you worship?
A simple reminder brought to you by 316 Church in San Antonio. Check us out on the web at 316.org. That's THREE16.org. I always like to thank you for tuning in to Rising Hour. You made a great choice. Well, today we're looking at John chapter 10, one of the I Am statements where Jesus says, I am the door. What does it mean? Well, we're digging deep into it. Let's get back into our Bible teaching. Here's Pastor Randall Sean Garcia.
So those are the Pharisees. Jesus and the Pharisees had a lot of moments. So now John 10:1. Let's go back to that first verse. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. Now, who do you think he's calling a thief? Who do you think he's calling a robber? The Pharisees. He's saying, if you think that you can get into my kingdom some other way, but not through me, oh, you got a problem. Because you're trying to climb over when the door was already opened. I've opened the door. I've given you miracles to see. I've given you wisdom and teaching from God. The door is open to the kingdom of God, Pharisees, but you keep trying to climb over. You keep trying to come in by some other way. Verse 2 says, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. So what Jesus is saying is, I'm entering by the gate. I'm going the right way. In fact, if I'm going the right way, you should follow my lead. I'm leading you to the way of the kingdom of God. I'm leading you to eternal life. I'm leading you to the truth. I'm leading you. And you're climbing over. You're trying to find your own way to heaven. Doesn't that sound like our culture in 2023? Trying to find some other way to heaven that's not Jesus. Trying to find some other way. No. You know what? I don't believe in Jesus. You know, he might have been a nice guy. He might have been a prophet. But I'm spiritual. And I'm going to climb over another way. Or you might have heard people, you might know somebody who says, yeah, well, there's many ways to heaven. Well, there's not. There's a door. There's a gate. Jesus enters into the kingdom of heaven. He enters the right way. And if you're trying to go some other way, what does it say? You're a thief and a robber, meaning you weren't invited, or you tried to go into another way. So here's what Jesus says. He says, I am the gate. Somebody say gate. And about half of the translations, it actually says door, and the other half, it says gate, if you kind of nerd out on translations like I do. So if I say door, it means door. If I say gate, it means gate, but it's the same thing. I am the door. And so he says in verse 3, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So what is that saying? That Jesus is calling out the name of all the sheep. Jesus is calling out the name and leading them into the pen. And it says, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But you know what? These Pharisees, they didn't know his voice, did they? They didn't know his voice. They didn't know where his authority came from. Well, I think the reason why they didn't know his voice is because they were listening to another voice. Can I tell you that there's always going to be many voices that try to get your attention? That there's always going to be many voices. There's going to be a voice that pulls you away and says, no, this is the way to heaven. But there's always going to be a voice. And if you listen closely, it's going to be distinct. It's going to be loving. It's going to be honest. It's going to be truth. And you see, although voices can pull you in different directions, it takes wisdom and discernment. Let me say, it takes the Spirit of God in our lives to be able to discern what the right voice is. Let me put it this way, because people say, well, Pastor, how do I know if this is God's will, or how do I know if that's God's will, or how do I know what's the truth? Let me tell you, the Word of God is the truth, and the more that you're in the Word of God, the more that you're in the truth of God, the more you will be able to distinguish the right and the wrong voices. Amen. Somebody's excited right here on the front row. Thank you, Michelle. That the more you are in the truth, the more you hear the truth. You understand it. I can discern good and evil because I know the truth. But how can I discern good and evil if I'm listening to lies? You can't. So here's this illustration that Jesus is the door. Jesus is the gate. Have you ever seen that show, Let's Make a Deal? Right? And they say, what's behind door number one? What's behind door number two? Right? And then sometimes behind the door, sometimes there's this big prize, right? It's a vacation. It's a car. It's something that they're giving away. And then sometimes it's a dud. Is that what they call it? Right? It's a dud. It's like nothing. It's a goat or something like that, right? They open the door. Well, that's not the one that I wanted. So you have to ask yourself this question. What's behind the door of Jesus? What's behind the door of Jesus? What's behind this name? This name that is above all names. What is behind it? If I open that door, I can guarantee you I am never going back. Once I open that door, nothing will ever be the same again. When I open that door, I can see. When I open the door, I can now hear. The door was closed, now it's open. I can see, I can hear, I can experience who God is. I want to open that door. I don't know about you, but what's behind the door, the gate, the name of Jesus? Here's a few points about doors. Doors separate spaces. Doors separate spaces. So at home, I have a gate. You might have a gate, and it might separate your driveway from your backyard. That's how my home is set up. And it separates spaces. I remember when the kids were younger, we used to have a gate between the upstairs and the downstairs, right? So they wouldn't fall down the stairs, right? And we would put gates everywhere, even for our dog, right? If we didn't want the dog going and eating up all the food while we're eating, hey, get behind the gate, right? So gates, they separate spaces. And so Jesus is calling himself the gate, separating heaven and earth, separating the kingdom of man, the kingdom of this world, and the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is saying, I'm standing at the threshold. I'm standing as the door, as the gate. And I'm creating separation from imperfect humanity. I'm creating separation because behind me is everything that you ever wanted. But you have to go through me to get all the blessings, right? You have to go through me to get all the favor. You have to go through me to have eternal life. You have to go through me for love and for grace. And you have to go through me for everything. Because if you don't go through me, you're a robber. You're a thief. You got to go through Jesus. You have to go through Jesus. Here's another thing about doors. Doors keep things in. Doors keep things in. Just like we lock my three-year-old Ray Ray, right? If we don't lock our side door, there she is right here in the front row. If we don't lock our side door, she will be out into the driveway and down the street. I'm not kidding. Good thing we have, you know, an alarm system. Many times we've set it and she still tries to go out. We have to lock, double lock. We have to put every safety mechanism necessary to keep her in the house. So we have a door to keep her in at our house. It's interesting. Point number three, doors also keep things out. Keeps things out. I remember there was a time where we got a knock at the door, and we didn't know who the person was. It was the middle of the night. We were very unsure on who it was, and we were talking through the door, and it sounded really suspicious. Apparently, there was saying, I'm fighting with my coworker, where we're doing work down the street. I need to call the police. I said, you stay right there. I'll call the police for you.
Wow. You know, so much is into that. You know, when I first read all this, that Jesus is a door, it was a pretty simple message. But when you dig deep, there's so much to it. And actually, we're not done. I realize I'm jumping in there before we're done with this message, but we'll continue with more of this message tomorrow. And I hope you can join us right here on AM 1100 K-Drive. That's what you're listening to, and brought to you by 316 Church. Once again, we're located in Northwest San Antonio on Prue Road, and you're invited to join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., whether you enjoy worshiping in-house on Prue Road or online on our website at 316.org. Join us tomorrow here, right here on K-Drive, as we continue this message, I Am the Door. That's what Jesus said, and we're digging deep into what it means. Join us tomorrow. Be blessed. I am joined by Suzanne Dollar. Suzanne, what's happening on Thursday, May the 2nd?
It's a very important day for our nation and for our city. At 12 noon, we are going to observe the National Day of Prayer at San Antonio's main plaza.
And I know that there's going to be millions of Americans across this nation praying. We here in San Antonio will be right there. Once again, Thursday, May the 2nd is the National Day of Prayer, 12 noon. The address is 115 North Main, downtown San Antonio at Main Plaza. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Governor, Senator Longcall, he said it was urgent.
Tell him I just got back. I'll call him as soon as I can.
Got it.
Chelsea, got the speech ready?
Right here, sir.
Send this over to Jason.
Will do.
Thanks.
Sir, the strike may get violent. The union says you're to blame.
Of course.
Governor?
What's wrong?
Check your window. There's a whole mob of people coming up the steps.
Call security.
I'm on it, sir.
What are they doing down there?
Security for number one.
Go for number one. What's this all about?
I just talked to the leader, sir. He says he has a message for you.
Oh?
He says they're all praying for you.
Praying?
What if we took all our frustration about our government and our leaders and turned that energy into prayer? Now that's political power.
Governor, are you all right? All those people are praying for me?
The National Day of Prayer is the first Thursday in May. Find out more at nationaldayofprayer.org.